Everyone, we're now going to see how we can be of further assistance and blessing to each. We will begin with Kim.
Oh,
hi, sweetheart.
Hi, you said Carmen, right?
I did say Kim. Oh no, who am I talking to?
Sorry.
Oh,
this is Carmen. Sorry, did you say Kim or Carmen? Sorry, my bad.
No, that's okay. No, you're never bad. But I did say Kim.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh my gosh, 1 second. Let me just get the recorder on. I just knew that you were going to call me. And that felt good because, all the doubt I've been having lately. And I'm like, wow, I am that powerful. I have to just hit the recorder first here.
That's okay.
I'll start talking and forget to record. That message was so good. I signed on like a minute late because I was chasing turkey vultures from my pool area. And I was like, forget the vultures. I got to get, this is more important than the, it's funny, the dark birds, the scary birds that come and eat dead things showed up just when I was supposed to go on with you. So anyway, your message, what you said about the plagiarism, how you can't save the world by catering to others, that's plagiarism. I will never forget that. That'll be my key word if I'm going in the opposite direction. And so that was just wonderful. I would love a message, please.
All right, sweetheart. A moment, sweetheart. Well, the first thing, of course, is to take your third eye with you. So in other words, when I receive you, you're basically indigo, the color indigo. And of course, your color there is as well. But you're learning how to acknowledge and register and retrieve self. So we've shared this many, many times, and we will continue to do so until you're indoctrinated. In other words, until it becomes law to remember the trust of self. So you know you're going to go first. So the point is to allow yourself to remember. So to remember, to collect self and acknowledge that you come first. Now, again, not from the ego, but from recognizing the true self that is aligned, that is in attendance, that is intuitive, that is recognizing your true place of honor. And this is the place where you've been plagiarizing or falsifying self, where you're had been giving in to false witnessing. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
Thank you. So they're helping you. When I'm receiving you, I just have these white goddesses that are encircling you. So just imagine there's some kind of ceremony where they're all joined hands and they're encircling you. And so the idea is so that you can feel your energy, so that you can feel your power, so that you can stay erect, so that you can stay in true placement. So when I'm receiving you, I receive you like this podium. And what I watch is like all through the day, you step off, you step on, you step, like you take one step off, you take three steps off, you totally leave. They're looking for you because you got a phone call, no one can find you. And then you make your solemn return. So you're learning how to stand erect. In other words, stay in your alignment, stay in your placement. And again, as we've been discussing, I think last time, I don't know if it was you, but I keep hearing zingers, like there's this tendency to duck because you don't want to get hit. And so it's like that emotional hit. It's that emotional slamming. And so this is where you avoid your true essence. So you want to really have that imagery again of these goddesses that it's almost like ring around the rosy, but it's much more in like a slow, steady tempo that's surrounding your energy field so that you feel more principled, so that you feel more assertive, not assertive over another, but assertive in terms of agreeing and allowing true establishment with self to become the rule of the land, the rule of the land. So it's almost like, you know, these are the laws that all citizens abide by. And the rule of the land is coming to apply and to stay stationary and to stay in merriment with your own true altar. I still have it, keep wanting me to say this. These goddesses, they really look like maidens. But when you tune into each, they each have reached a very high level of realization, and they're each supporting you. So just imagine you had, you know, Kuan Yin and Green Tara and Mother Mary and whoever, you know, whoever, Bridget, you just supporting you and helping you to feel your own refinement, to feel your own glory, to feel your own acknowledgement. So again, as we've shared on many occasions, we will continue to, as you assert your own true mastery, what you know in group time, you truly have mastered in all sentiments, meaning in all awarenesses, because this is all just your consciousness. So what you're learning to do is to take the lead, to honor self, to recognize self, to hold yourself in true merriment. And they're just showing me, someone had made a banner, who knows what it even said, but the reason I'm saying that is when I see you, I've got a banner on top of you. So you've got these goddesses encircling you. You've got this banner supporting you. So this is where you're coming under your own assurance, your own acquaintance, your own admittance. So in essence, you're the one that taught yourself to shy away from self. So you're the one that has the tools, the ability, the assertive status to come back and remember standing on that podium. When I receive that podium, it's, oh gosh, it's gold. And it's got, it's all very symbolic, what I'm looking at. What do you call that? Spirals on the side. But in essence, what they're saying is it, put this in words, it demonstrates your level of realization. So this is what you're allowing, you're asserting. There's a hissing sound you may hear. It's somehow helping you. I don't really understand it, but I hear it. And it's like someone trying to say the S over and over and over. I'm not sure what it is, but it's somehow helping you. Kim, say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
Thank you. Yeah, it's very good. Love abounds. It's very good. I don't really know 100% what it is, but it's like, it's somehow helping you. All right, let me just see if there's anything else. Say your name one more time.
Kim.
Open the heart for self. Open the heart for self. Allow yourself to stay. Allow yourself to stay. And just notice, I would just leave you with this. This is not them, this is actually me, just tuning into the energy. It's very helpful when we assert our own glory. In English, when we kind of observe without judgment, where you just watch yourself walk away from your truth. So again, we're not getting upset by it. We're actually celebrating when you can actually see it, where you walk away from your podium. So that's just an extra little tool that's extremely powerful. Is just decide to be your own admirer. And so just notice when you disengage from truth, disengage from yourself, and just building up that consciousness will really bring up, build up your stamina and bring you back to your glory. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Kim.
You got this. You got this. It's learning. You're learning. So remember, like a kid learning to drive, they can be all over the place. It doesn't matter because that's how they learn. You know, it's like at first you don't succeed, try again. The card I'll leave you with is, of course, third eye. So there you go. That is your message, sweetheart. Did you have a question?
Yes. Well, what you described with me being all over the place, that's how I feel like, because I was so much, I was like all the years of having to survive, I got confused by who's Kim versus who's the Kim who's got to be all these other things. And it's even like what I told you, like calling friends that I used to have, and I'm like, oh, well, maybe I do like them. And then I'm like, well, maybe that, no, but I go back and forth. I go back and forth between people, places, and things. What fits me, what doesn't. It's so confusing right now.
Right.
And I know I have to just be patient. That's nice to know those goddesses are around me. I never had a mom that was real like this. If I had one of those goddesses as my mom, I can't even imagine how I would be right now. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't have anyone solid. All I had was shaky and confusing and, you know, mixed messages and you know, a lot of fear, you know, fear-based messages. So I can't even believe I'm still, I was saying to a friend years ago, I can't even believe I'm still in this world, because some people just decide they don't want to be in this world.
Okay, so what you want to remember is we're no longer energizing the past.
Right.
So that was the past. What you're coming into is your new tomorrow. You're coming into your new assertive station. So how you figure it out is you're going to follow your heart. You're going to follow your sacral chakra. What feels good? What gives you enjoyment? Where are you not just trying to fit in because you're supposed to, versus everything's fitting in with you? So what gives you pleasure? Spread your wings, believe and succeed. So you're exactly on the right road, learning to attune to your natural self, and you are correct. Part of your spiritual mission is releasing your alignment with self, and again, the master's initiation, coming back to full return, coming back to full integration. So they're saying, have fun drawing from your new tomorrow. If good.
Okay, I'll leave it there. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. Okay, so now I have three Jennifers. So we're gonna start with Jennifer that is not Jenny Mack or Jennifer Tepnick. This is just Jennifer. Hi, sweetheart. How may we help you?
Hi.
Hi, honey.
I have a message.
Okay. It's so funny. My original name was actually Jennifer, and it was changed. It's so funny that we would be sitting here with three Jennifers. Okay. One moment, sweetheart. It somehow has significance. All right, my love. And say your first name.
Jennifer.
Say it one more time.
Jennifer.
So the reason you came at after Kim, by the way, is she was looking at the past and what was the riddle, what was the downfall, what was the false self, if you will, and coming back to her own victory. So the reason you come next is you're sort of doing the same thing, except you're doing the cha-cha. So funny. In essence, I have you with a very big, powerful vacuum cleaner, a really powerful one, the kind you need to make payments on because it's so expensive. And you're vacuuming your old disregard. So this is all of the false ideology, the false beliefs and self. And they're just showing me a spider. So you know how like the spider creates a web and then everything kind of gets stuck in the web. So that web actually is becoming like that vacuum cleaner, where that web is just sucking in and pulling in everything. They're saying that does not have a heartbeat. The heartbeat being love for self, love for self. So again, every time I receive you, I have all this imagery of, oh my gosh, like we're in space or whatever, and I don't know what it is, a black hole or whatever, but everything's being sucked. So your opportunity is to really allow it all to be revealed, all to be surfaced. You may suddenly have a moment of fear. You may suddenly have a moment of anger, whatever it may be. But understand that you're actually polarizing that orchestration. In other words, now I've got a magnet and everything's getting pulled to the magnet. So in other words, now I've got someone like getting a deep cleaning on their pores. So you're releasing all the stagnant energy, all the false ideology, all of that which is not your inherent values. So you have really stepped up in terms of your accelerated pronouncements. So this is your spiritual power. And so everything is, this is showing me like, you know, like that ball for bingo and the numbers just turn and turn and turn. You want to remember that you're turning all of your influence, meaning everything that has affected your understanding of self. And one by one, just, they're saying, and never more. Now, I don't mean that in terms of anger or pushing or defiance. It's just, you're going to have these, say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
These epiphanies. Like, you're going to experience the stronghold, and it's like, I think I'm stuck in this element momentarily. And then you're going to have epiphany. I literally have Ganesh. So, you know, Ganesh is the elephant. So with his trunk, he's like the vacuum cleaner. He's just vacuuming it up. You're going to have these epiphanies of that which no longer... what would be the word? It equates to your truth, equates to your understanding of self. You're aligning with an aspect of your cosmic self that is all-knowing, and that alignment, that broadcast, is so strong, bright, self-evolved, meaning that it's available. So this is the point. It's just kind of bringing it all to awareness, to your surface, for your dismissal. For your dismissal. So really allow yourself to get squeaky clean. In other words, it doesn't matter what's been going on. It's sort of like having like a dusty house. Like, it doesn't really matter how long it was since you last cleaned. Once you decide to take out the vacuum, well, in a matter of minutes, that dust is going to be gone. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Oh, gosh, how do I say this? It's like you're just imagine you're a very good housekeeper. So when you're a housekeeper, you don't get incredibly upset. You don't have a meltdown because you find a dust bunny. But you don't ignore the dust bunny either, because you want your house to be cleaned. So it's a little bit of a matter of fact, where they're showing me like you're a teacher and you're just taking roll call. It's like, okay, who's like ready to adjourn? Who's ready to step up? So the more that you can find your holy placement, your holy entitlement, your holy establishment, in other words, say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
And thank you. And recognizing that you are breaking through, that you are coming at last to your true remembrance. So in essence, you've already touched gold, you've already touched victory. So everything that is not in alignment with your new recall has to self-adjust, has to be exposed and eliminated. And I literally still have that magnet. So everything's getting drawn to that magnet. Okay, and say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Allow yourself to proceed with ease. Allow yourself to proceed with grace. In other words, it doesn't have to take you a long time. It doesn't require 2 months of looking at it, deciding what to do. It can be simple as that. Simple as that. Well, I can't believe I would get so upset over that. That's just silly. Or I don't need to be in fear anymore over that. God's got me covered. And you're just going to, I'm just going to leave you with that. You're going to have these epiphanies of allowance where you just return to your truth. Easy peasy. Easy peasy. Say your name one more time, sweetheart. Landslide. Landslide. So a lot of clearing, a lot of healing. It's like when you overcome the bitterness, that's where they kind of interjected with Kim, because she was acknowledging truthfully what did occur. But the more that we can just sort of acknowledge that, but then turn our attention to the light, what you're going to find is you're going to start releasing the story. It doesn't matter how it got. Oh, I remember how that dust bunny got there, because then I had the pizza and then the pizza fell behind the couch. So it's sort of like, doesn't matter how it got there. I just have the vacuum cleaner now. So assert your heavenly value. You don't have to dig down deep. You just are acknowledging what's to be in the now moment. Say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
Oh my gosh, say it one more time, sweetheart, sorry.
Jennifer.
Thank you. It's so funny, I was talking about dust bunnies, and when your name cut off, I actually saw you go achoo. Instead of Jennifer, I heard achoo. Like you're sneezing over the dust bunnies. And I think it's sort of like a learning, like that may happen. You know, you may have a momentary reaction or whatever. But then in that next moment, assert your heavenly value. Spread your wings, just like him. There you go. So that is your message, my love. And did you have a question?
I guess a question. The message was just very confirming and very helpful, because I just feel like I've just been processing so much, and it's like merging with the light. It's like this, you know, contract, expand, and not getting, like, I almost felt lazy, but then I knew that I was doing something really, like, deep cleaning, that it, to hold myself in, it's okay to not do anything right now except process what's coming out, and so much is coming out. So I'm very grateful for that message, for confirming that it, like, just to stay centered in my heart, and whatever is coming out is happening. Because there's part of me that's saying, get up and go do this. But there's, you know, it just feels so fulfilling to let this out, that it feels like the right thing. And I've been going into my sacral as well. And so that message was very just helpful in allowing me just to be in this process, I would say. So thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome so much. Yeah. Hello, Miss Allison.
Hey there.
Hi, sweetheart. How may we help you today?
I can't see you. I had a feeling I would be next. Those last two messages really were fitting. can I have a message, please? Good to see you.
Good to see you, sweetheart. And say your first name.
Allison.
Say it one more time. Say it one more time, sweetheart.
Allison.
Own your power. Own your power. Own your power. That's why you're next. I'm back to Kim. Kim looks like she's doing the alley cat dance. Like, forward, back, forward, back. When I receive your energy, I'm actually watching Kim getting on and off that podium as if it's a dance step. So this is your energy. Say your name one more time, sweetheart. Don't be afraid of your power. Don't be afraid to let go. Don't be afraid to trust your calling. So the reason you're following this trio this morning is because you're it. They're saying you're our it girl. In other words, you're receiving accurate broadcast. You're receiving accurate involvement, attainment. And so because it requires adjustment, it requires obligation of self, it's sort of like when I receive you, I get, well, I'll be back in a moment. Well, maybe I wasn't listening right. Maybe I should do that again. Maybe I should try that over. But you're always going to arrive at the same position because you've got it. So this is really about allowing yourself to stay permanently in that sacred placement, in that sacred confinement of true allowance, of true gesturing. Now, when I receive you, I've got energy through my entire body. You're going through some kind of ceremony. It feels like a baptism. Water is involved. So that water is the purification. And I do feel like that water is representing a lot of pent up emotion. I feel like part of the reason you're a little concerned about stepping into your power is in order to claim it, you're going to have to deal with what we were sharing with Jennifer. In other words, there's a lot of stale energy. There's a lot of crocodile tears. There's a lot of pent up anger, resentment. They're showing me like bats in an attic or whatever. Like you open up that attic window and these bats flying out. And you're afraid of the darkness, quite frankly. You're afraid if I step into the power, I'm going to have to relieve myself of all that that was shoved into that compartment of self. And so this is where they're performing some kind of introduction or induction where this water is helping you cleanse some of the pain, some of the bitterness, some of the hopelessness. Oh my gosh, you just had to like shove so much stuff down just to survive. And so there's a fear, really, of opening that placement. On the other hand, they're showing me you as the Statue of Liberty, where she's not at that last stage where she's got that torch. How do I want to say it? It's almost like the queen in a chess piece. So, so if this was the piece, it's like you're up to here. Your head's here, but you still need to pop fully out. So just imagine getting a kid's toy or whatever, and it's like, I just need to pull this piece out, and then it's going to be fully erect. So you want to give yourself, and I see that, like that head's coming out, and it's looking from side to side. So this is the point. Right now, it's like she's stuck or frozen in time, and you're giving her permission to be fully exposed, to be fully seen, so she can adjust to her true placement. When I receive you, I just want to bring out Shekhmet. So you see her, her warrior stance and her glory. She's fully erect. She's got the sun disk on top. She's in her full alignment. This is you. Anytime you're not in this position, you're denying your true self. When I receive you, you're her. In every sense. So what else do I want to say to that, my love? Step one is to realize what you are getting. The messages that you're getting are coming from divine witness. And again, it's not that you don't hear it correctly. It's that you're kind of a little scared of yourself because you're scared of, well, is that all going to come out? Because I really don't want to go there. So it's like I have to deny who I am because I want to deny all that too. I just don't want to open that stuff in the attic. However, my love, say your name again, sweetheart.
Allison.
You're given, put this in words, you're given proper measure and time. In other words, you're processing a lot of this antiquated measure in mm-hmm. in your higher awareness. So it's not what you think it is. It's not what you think it's gonna be, because they're saying you're working it, girl. So in other words, in your dream state, in your everyday moments, you're processing unconscious exposure. How do I say this? It's almost like, I don't know what you call that, but it's just going around and around and around. So you want to remember that everything is dream consciousness. Everything you see, everything you're exposed to, everything you witness, you're not looking at the person on Google News. You're not looking at your neighbor. You're really processing yourself. So in essence, the joke's on you. You've processed, you've moved a lot of material more than you realize. So what's left in terms of that conscious application is very, very manageable. And they're literally showing me, it's a picture I used in a daily message, but it's a valise. So it's just like a suitcase, and it has that like little red heart balloon with it. But that suitcase is like, this is what you still have left to go. So it's a little bit, we're back to Kim, where it's like, yeah, but I remember this and I didn't, you know, and it's true. That's her conscious memory. However, that case is all that needs attending to at this point. Everything else has been managed by your higher self, by all the help and support. I still have that imagery where it looks like a baptism. And there's some kind of ceremony that's occurring that's giving you clearance. It's giving you just like when you really give your dog a good bath, like really attending to the ears, attending to all of that surface grime, so that you can come mm-hmm. into the quickening of your heart. Now, when I said that in your higher heart, I've got all this light. I've got all this light that wants to come through. That wants to come through. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Allison.
In English, you decide you're good to go and everything will follow you. So it's almost like, I don't know, Angelina Jolie or whatever. It's like, yeah, I'll do that script. Well, once she decides, if she read a script, well, how are they going to arrange that? The producers are in charge of that. The producers have to figure that out. You get overwhelmed because you're trying to figure it all out ahead of time. Mm-hmm. You can't, because you're going to manifest it, they're saying, blow by blow, meaning your consciousness is what creates the movement to bring forth the manifestation. Where you like mm-hmm. to sit and you want to have a discussion with the producers, so you want to understand all this. It's not going to happen until you say yes. So you start spinning your wheels because you create fear out of obligation, because if you can't see it in your little mind, it doesn't exist. Where the reason you don't see, remember, this is all consciousness. The reason you don't see it is you haven't accepted it yet. You haven't claimed it in consciousness, so you haven't gotten the ball rolling. So it's like the cart before the horse kind of thing. So as you say yes, say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Allison.
As you say yes to your true self and you make that commitment, and I literally have a fountain pen, you know, like a president signs an important document and the pen is going to be kept because that's the pen they used to sign it with. That's what mm-hmm. I'm seeing with you. You sign the contract, everything will come in order. In speedy entitlement, they're showing me speedy, oh, I forget the guy on Mr. Rogers, speedy whatever. Anyway, mm-hmm. he was the postman. So speedy, quick, oh, fast. Yeah. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Allison.
Excuse me. Bouquet of flowers. bouquet of flowers. Mm. You're learning not to give in to fear, is what it is. And this is why they're showing us that you say yes and everything's established. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Allison.
There's something that you're clearing with your throat chakra. Throat chakra healing begins. Like being truthful. Being truthful, mm-hmm. not shying away, not backing away, not avoiding, not trying to, almost like playing a game of chess. Like if I do this and that person will do that. Mm-hmm. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Allison.
It all starts with you. It all starts with you. Don't worry about the nitty gritty, meaning the details. This is really about your own placement, your own self. All right, my love, that is your message. I feel like there's more, but I feel it's going to come in stages. I do feel like there's more, though. Hold on. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Allison.
I'm going to leave you with this. What you're looking for in the external, it's basically what we said, though, but what you're looking for in the external arrives by your prior establishment. So you're not looking for evidence in the outer. You're not looking for help mm-hmm. in the outer. You establish it in yourself, and you, in essence, source it. You bring it to you. I feel like that will really, really help you when you get that.
Yeah, that hits home.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. And did you have a question?
No, just for chuckles. I read something about Angelina Jolie this morning, so I love it when I just love it when that happens. And I've been enjoying a fresh bouquet of flowers, really like a luxurious, like extra. You know, you go to Trader Joe's and you usually get two bunches, but this time you get three. So yeah, thank you for the flower reference, also.
Mwah.
Thanks.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Hello, Miss Helen. How may we help you?
Hi, Nicole. Can I please have a message?
Sure. Say your name one more time, honey.
Helen.
Trust the power of love. Trust the power of love. Universal love. How about that? Trust the power of love. I watched myself get into fear. Oh my gosh. Like, I got so unconscious, but I realized it was like Jennifer's message, I think, where the only way to clear is you have to travel back. You have to meet it. You have to meet it in its false disguise so that you can come up higher. So that would be the equivalent of the dust bunny. And so when you do that and you release it and you get to the other side, it's like, almost like that commercial I could have had a V8. It's like, I could have just trusted in love. Like, why did I go through all that? But this is the point. It's kind of like Kim's message. It's like we're reversing the process. So if you grew up with a fear-based reality, you know, fear-based worldview, you got to meet your beliefs and you got to attend to them. But when you get to the other side, it's so obvious. Just trust in the power of love. And everything is going to work out. So this is what Allison, this is where Allison is realizing that she'll bring everything to herself that she needs. So this is where you're learning to attend to the right change. And I see you like as a train conductor, and you've got different elements. You've got like different colors in vials or something. Anyway, you're learning to trust love. And this is very, very, very important for your homecoming. And oh gosh, we've looked at this all different ways. And it's important that we do. Because they're showing me like the dinosaur in the Natural Museum. it's like this huge dinosaur in like the central part of the museum. But the idea is antiquated, not helpful. The dinosaurs are extinct. They did not survive. So the idea is you don't want to play a dinosaur. You don't want to do things by old establishments. And this is where I see you working out. You're slowly building those muscles of true understanding. Not to manipulate, not to get what you want, But to realize when you come under that authorization, that sponsorship, that reality, it so permeates your very existence that you're carried. You're, and then whatever has been the problem. I just see you in a boat and the boat's like collecting water. And when you trust love, it's like the wind current is just pushing that water out of the boat magically somehow. And this is the truth, because the 3D, that's the world of the ego, is really coming to an end for ones that are ready to travel on. And this is where your higher self is guiding you and accompanying you. And so you're learning new steps. I literally have you like learning a line dance step. So funny. But you're learning new steps. And then I see you at like the dance recital or contest or whatever, and you've mastered it beautifully. So this is the point. You're a very good learner. You hold tremendous power. You are incredibly gifted with true seeing. And so the like they're showing me like a chocolate chip cookie recipe. The best recipe, of course, is an extra dosing, an extra helping of love. In other words, at the end of the day, when we assess our life, what was done with love stays with our soul. That's where we grow. That's where we're promoted. What was done, doesn't matter how good it looks. You could have given someone $1 million. But when it was done out of the ego, when it was done out of self-centeredness, it doesn't count. It has nothing to do with the action. It has to do with the verbiage. In other words, like dousing yourself with love, trusting love, not to get, but to understand your true reality. So it's like a surrender where whatever happens to win in the hands of the ego is antiquated. It's the dinosaur. So you're learning to release that establishment and move into the heart. And I literally have you like as if you were with a tennis player or a golf pro or whatever, where they're teaching you a new skill and they literally have one of your hands tied so you can't use it, so you're forced to use the other hand. There's one other part to this. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Helen.
It's of urgency. Now, when I say urgency, I don't mean like there's a tower card or anything you got to worry about. But it has to do with the promotion that's due you. Hope. It has to do with the promotion that's due you that you're qualifying for. So again, when we get caught up in ego consciousness, all of us universally are all over the place. Unless you're walking around as an ascended master, you're involved in ego. You just are. So we're all like digesting the true reality and acquiring a taste for the good life. But again, it has to do with your lesson plan. It has to do with, they're just saying like they need you on the bridge. They need you on the bridge. Healing. It's just a different reality. It's hard. Tears are involved. I mean, it really just sort of breaks you down in a way. But it breaks you down to open you up. Breaks you down to open you up. Love, love, love. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Helen.
You're always going to be counted, meaning you're always going to be covered. You're not going to, win the lottery tomorrow if that's not in the cards for you. But you don't have to worry about being covered. You're going to be held. You're going to have protection. So remember, it's like you don't have to worry about that. But to move into your next tier requires true devotional placement. So for me, I get it. Every time I give you a message, I always want to say, I get it, I get it, I get it. Because I watch myself addressing my life from the linear, and I'm just unconscious about it. And it's like, oops, I got to try that again. So again, you're learning. Let me do final outcome for you. Say your name one more time.
Helen.
Thank you. Okay, so what may also help is to remember that there's only one of us, so everybody is an aspect of you. Everyone's an aspect of the one self. That's going to help you stay in the heart. So you're going to leave that separation consciousness. Well, the problem is that. So whoever that may be, it's an aspect of you. It's really all you. So what you're doing is really loving yourself. You're loving yourself. And that's your commitment. Again, there's a certain quotient that you need to, I hate to say need, but it's kind of the truth, reach in order for your liberation. Now, here's the cool part. Your gifts are just nothing short of extraordinary. So you don't have to learn all your gifting. It's all there. You're just waiting to, or you're being held, I should say, as you clear out all that is not love. But the more you see everyone as an aspect of self, that'll really help. Because it's like, oh, if I'm thinking that about myself, this is not so good. And it'll give you a reason to pause. All right, my love. And did you have a question?
I do. I was just wondering, Jennifer Technip is on with us now. Do I have any kind of past life connection with her? I'm curious.
They're saying, what's the curiosity about?
Because she's very familiar to me, and I've just met her.
Right. But this is about, say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Helen.
Give me one quick second. Let me figure out what they're trying to say to you. All right, say your name and Jennifer's name, please.
Helen, Jennifer.
You worked, I don't want to say worked, you've traveled in similar associations. In other words, you're involved in the same group consciousness that holds special placements. So in essence, I know this sounds weird, but there are times that we kind of meld and become one for specific purpose, for specific reason. So whether you want to light up India or you want to create whatever it is, it's like you lend your energies at hand. So you're part of these, what word would I use? Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Helen.
You're part, I'm just going to say organizations, but they're kind of like elite organizations in terms of holding a very high broadcast, a very high light. And you have administered, in other words, used your energies together in order to create. I feel like you've helped to open portals on Earth. You've done many, many, many tasks, many of them quite useful, quite effective. I see both of you doing something like under the seabed.
Atlantis.
So I just have the location. So you play in the outer very, very well. I feel like you have blended now. You've committed to holding each other's hands, to holding each other's backs. In other words, activation. So coming together empowers both of you so that you get out of the sand trap, so that you're lifted up. Because just having, and this was a prior agreement, it's sort of like, I'll meet you at this time. It's a destiny. So that you get like a charge to kind of like remember your truth, so that you hold your prior positioning. So in essence, it's an activation. You're both extremely powerful, extremely powerful. The reason they say why you're asking, and say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Helen.
Is simply a reminder to use your own energies for self-assurance. So in essence, you're learning how, you remind me of Allison a little bit, you're learning how to exercise and establish that part of complete certainty within self to make that primary. In other words, you intuitively knew that you knew her. So the question of is if I, did I know her? Of course you did. So it's not so much having the literal memory, like the facts and figures, because that's just sort of filling the mind. That's filling the mind. What you're doing is asserting your active recognition. So in other words, in English, it's like activating your destiny, activating your higher placement so that you can come full on board, where you're dropping the mind, you're dropping the ego, and coming into full recognition. They're showing me the Knight of Pentacles. So to me, that's my favorite card, because this is like your homecoming. This is what you've been waiting for your entire incarnation, is coming full circle, is coming full circle. So in essence, it's like dropping the mind, staying with the heart, and honoring that and really magnifying that, bringing that into full majesty, bringing that into full triumph, where you're living, guided, honoring that very existence. Whew, I hope that helps.
Oh, it does. I appreciate you. And I'm sorry to ask this because I know there's other people there, but is there any way she can go next? Because we have something we have to do.
I actually was going to take her next.
I had a feeling. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So much love. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Miss Jennifer.
Hello, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How may we help?
I honestly don't even know where to begin. If I have a question or a message, so I guess I'll just let you do whatever it is that you do. So I'm not sure.
Okay. One moment, sweetheart. Watch your thoughts. Watch your thoughts. Like I was saying with Helen, you're very powerful. Thoughts magnetize, thoughts are creative. You don't need to be scared of that. You don't need to be concerned about that. But you also don't want to be unconscious about that, because you're learning, and say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Thank you. You're learning how to direct your own activity and no longer pay others' mind. What I mean by that is if someone tells you, well, you can't do that because of the economy, or you can't do that because, well, in the old days it would be because you're a woman, or whatever it is. It's like you're learning to take your own value. You're learning to take your own cause. You're learning, in essence, to say, yes, I can, to your own victory. So this is going to be, and say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Thank you. What you feel, what you assess, there's going to be a test. And there's going to be someone in your auric field that has the book knowledge. They could have a degree. They could have 40 years business experience. They can have whatever it is. And the idea is to test your own self-reliance, to test your own speech, to test your own vocation, where you're learning to no longer, I just see you giving it out. What I mean by that is relying on someone else's words, beliefs, knowledge, whatever, versus your own sacred intelligence. So in essence, you are receiving broadcast, you are receiving vast indicators, what you're learning to do. The energy coming through me, Jennifer, for you is so outstanding. I just want to hug you. I feel so strong, so capable. Oh my gosh. This is what you're learning to claim. It's within yourself. You sidestep it. You still defer to others. You think others know more. That actually is impossible. This is your dream. So they may know more in terms of how things worked on the earth in the old energy, but this is new energy. So there's really no one that really actually knows more because we've never experienced life on earth with these energies. So it's much more about, and say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Thank you. Permitting, allowing yourself to fly. Allowing yourself, like I just see you handing someone else car keys and it's like, I'm going to take the car keys. I'm going to follow my own true vision. It's predestined. You will say yes to yourself and you will be very successful. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Thank you. So just watch some old programming. There's still a tendency to deny self, to think like, I don't know what it is, but there's some kind of like comparison where, well, others could do it, or others are successful, or others whatever. But I feel like your time for arrival is actually now. So whatever it is you're going to do, now is the time to take your foot off the brake, put it on the gas pedal. When I pull a card for you, I get power. And this is exactly how I feel about you. So you want to look at the power. Power of your thoughts. Power of that internal dialogue. And anything that does not support your highest advantage, I just see you with this big eraser. So you could just add, that was in the past, but I'm turning it around. Add the positive. Just have meditative awareness when you observe your thoughts and realize you don't have to believe anything that's in your mind. And you're learning to, and say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Thank you. You're learning how to self-activate. You're learning how to come on board. You're learning how to listen to your own higher placement. Part of the reason why others know more or seem to know more is they listen to what they have and they run with it. You actually have more, but you haven't taken everything off the top shelf yet. I just get that so loud and clear and strong for you. You have a lot of power. I keep hearing this. Watch how you use it. Watch how you yield it. Learn to honor the self, trust the self, be faithful to the self. Jennifer, say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
Love who you are. Now it reminds me of today's daily message. The more that you love yourself, the more that you honor your true self, not names, places, whatever, but your true self. Third time, it's obviously the theme for this group. Spread your wings. You're being guided, you're being led, trust it. Drop logic, trust what you receive. You can't sell milk. We're in the middle of like dairy farmland. Everyone's got cows. They're not gonna buy your milk. I just feel like I'm supposed to. Trust it. Trust it, you know what you're doing. I hope that helps, sweetheart. And did you have any follow-up questions?
It did help quite a bit. And you hit it spot on, actually. I did have a follow-up question about, you said there's going to be a test, and I'm just not sure if my discernment is correct on who to be following. I shouldn't say following, but listening to.
Yeah, that's easy. Yourself. You're learning to listen to yourself. That's an easy one. I understand what your question is, though, in terms of can I trust my discernment? So one moment, sweetheart. Yeah, so this is the test, learning to really listen to the self. And you can't fail, by the way, because you're going to continue to bring forth those tests until you nail it. So take the pressure off yourself. It's like, if you don't nail it the first time, it's okay, because you hold so much power. You'll just bring it back to yourself again in different combinations. So for me, I had a decision to make that I had it was ripe for the picking, and I just wasn't mastering the energies, so that's okay. I reconfigured my living situations and created the opportunity again. And when I did, nailed it. And so from the higher self, from the linear, it's like all those years, oh my gosh. This is a dream state. All that matters is that you nailed it. It doesn't matter when. We think it does. From a soul level, what matters is that you stepped up. Once you stepped up, the rest, yeah, it doesn't even matter. It's sort of like, get all that away, because now we're in this scene. So when I say test, don't feel like it's an all or nothing. It's you're learning the obligation of the heart. And sometimes, to be honest, from a soul level, if you can step up, but you don't feel like you're going to be strong as you need to, it actually may be that you need to bring it around a second time, so that when you step up, you're rock solid. So trust the process. Okay. Don't put any fear into that word. Nevertheless, let me answer your question about discernment. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Just imagine you're the one that knows the most in the room. Pick any room you happen to be in, and just play with that. It'll really redefine yourself. Yeah, you may need a release. You may need a cry or whatever, because there's fear that needs releasing. It's really good. I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. All right, Tina.
Hello, Nicole.
Hi.
How are you?
I am good. Hugs.
Thank you.
Hugs.
Yes. Just a message would be awesome.
Okay. Give me one quick second. I just need to release some energy. It has nothing to do with you. Oh.
Morning.
All right, sweetheart. And say your name again, please.
Tina.
Say it one more time.
Tina.
Eat your Wheaties. Eat your spinach. You're growing. You're growing energetically. You're growing in stature. You're growing in refinement. You're growing in alertment. So in English, you are being shown, you're a seer. You can see beyond the flesh. You can see beyond the curtain. You're learning to allow that to slip in and be comfortable, be acknowledged. You may look at someone and it's like, I really would suggest you going out and getting some sun and fresh air or whatever, because you can just see they're about to get a cold, they're about to get the flu, they're about to whatever. You don't have to define it. And it can just be a feeling. You don't have to say anything to anyone if you prefer not to, but you are learning how to establish your instant recall. You are learning how to establish your holy recommendation. So I'm just looking at somebody where I just see pain around their foot. I have no idea why, but I can tell something's not right with their foot. I just feel it. I don't have these gifts in my normal everyday self, but you do. So when I tune into you, I suddenly have it. I see someone else where they have some kind of digestive issue going on. And you know, like that whole Louise Hay thing, they had trouble digesting life or whatever. And it's just so apparent. It's so apparent. And I even see like intestines where, oh, I don't know, what the heck do they call that thing where you have bacteria or something or whatever. Like, I'm basically a medical intuitive right now. That's using your energy, my love. So you're learning You look frozen. So can you still hear me? Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure.
I missed a chunk of it.
Oh, you did. Okay. That's, I thought you did because you looked frozen. So it is on the recording. Yeah, you look frozen yet again. So it is on the recording. Okay, so I'm actually not hearing you so great, but it is on the recording, so I'm just going to finish off your message. What is your message? Oh, so the message is to begin to be candor with self, to really acknowledge what you know. Acknowledge what you know. Now, what they're telling me is you stopped it. In other words, you knew stuff, but you didn't want to know stuff because it created pain. So for me, they're actually showing me when I was quite young, where I knew how, what do I do with that? I apparently had some gifts that you have in different areas. And so I could feel what someone was thinking about me or feeling about me. And it hurt so much psychically. I shut my abilities off. So this is where we're being frank with ourselves. We're being in full candor, where we're acknowledging and allowing ourselves to drift back in time. In other words, to return to our heavenly essence. I don't know if I want to cry or hug you. It's something in between, because I'm just being shown truth. You are very much acknowledged, admired, loved, valued. They're just showing me your papers. It's so funny. Who you are in the galactic system. So again, when I receive you, you're like 14 feet tall. I mean, I just see you in your truth. So you're learning to establish that. You're learning to bring that into full broadcast. Again, they had me go through the false injury where I disassociated with my alignment because of the psychic pain. I could feel the way someone felt about me, and I didn't want to feel it. So I shut off the ability. And this is what is gently being established, gently being returned to ourselves. Oh my gosh. Who knew? Who knew that would surface today? So it was timing, everything in divine timing. All right, my friend Tina, since you're obviously not present right now, I'm going to stop the recording.